is Bill Stafford, PC Handyman, with the second PC Handycast. And if you have comments or wish to speak about anything you hear, drop me a line at pchandycast@comcast.net. Today's topic, watching the news today, there was a lot of talk about the basis of our law, and we've had this Ten Commandment thing that goes back and forth. So I figured I would go into something I looked into a while ago, which is, what are the Ten Commandments, and are they actually the basis of our law? So, for those of you that aren't familiar, I'm going to go through what I believe to be the Ten Commandments. I've got a sheet up here that actually lists four sets of Ten Commandments, and I'm going to go with the Catholic version because it's shorter. At least the descriptions are shorter. But according to this, there's a Protestant, Catholic, Hebrew. Then there's something that's on the first tablets of stone, which were later smashed by Moses. And then there are the second tables of stone. And I'm not getting that deep. But first, I am the Lord God. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. This clearly has no basis in American law. We worship money and Michael Jackson, so often before God, it seems. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Again, frowned upon in public, but certainly no laws about it. Probably a direct conflict with our freedom of speech, in fact. Remember, thou keep the Sabbath day. This is a neat one because we used to have, if you remember, blue laws for anyone that's under the age of probably 40 or 35 in this country. You might not even remember them because they were done away with in the late 70s, I guess. Before that, it used to be a law that you couldn't have a store open 7 days a week. You had to shut down. I believe it was for at least one day. A remnant of that is today that a lot of beauty parlors are closed on Monday, because when they overturned the law, they just didn't start opening on Mondays, but they used to be closed Mondays. Honor thy father and thy mother. Again, it's actually a principle of our society. We kind of tell people to listen to their mother and father, but no law. No law that says that. Thou shalt not kill. That's a big one. We do have laws against killing. But then again, most Muslim countries do as well. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Again, it's kind of frowned upon. But certainly not illegal. Might be grounds for divorce. But you certainly can't be punished by the law or jailed for committing adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Now, I'm going to say that perjury is certainly against the law. I guess there's also slander and libel laws that you could say maybe follow this. Number 9, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Certainly not illegal. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Coveting, now if I understand coveting correctly, coveting is not actually theft of them, but just admiring or being jealous of the neighbor, which isn't legal. So what I'm going to come down on is, for all this talk about our legal system being based in the Ten Commandments, I'm going to say that 7 of the Ten Commandments are perfectly legal in our society, and that 3 of them are not. And the 3 that are not would be, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not kill. So, other than that, it's not Now, an interesting thing to find out would be, and I'm going to guess, I know zip about Islam, but I'm going to guess that if we spoke to Islamic scholars, and anyone that wants to email me at pchandycast@comcast.net. I'm guessing that the Muslim religion is against killing, is probably also against stealing, and would also come down against perjury or bearing false witnesses against neighbors. But can't really speak to that. So the question is our legal system as based on Muslim precepts as it is on Judeo-Christian precepts? Well, maybe. And given that only three of the Ten Commandments are outlawed in our current legal system, can we say that maybe our legal system is not based on the Ten Commandments? And that many of us would probably say the Ten Commandments are probably good ideas. I think that a good Buddhist would tell you, don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery. Would talk about coveting. You know, Buddhism is big on grasping, and grasping is a source of suffering, so you wouldn't want to do that also. And now Buddhism probably doesn't care much about gods, other gods, or taking the Buddha's name in vain. Maybe frowned upon. But let me know what you think. I'm telling you what I think, and that's pchandycast@comcast.net. Hope you had fun. See ya.